In the previous two episodes of Obscurities, we went into space and towards the future. Now I'd like to take a step back into our past and explore a lost but not forgotten time in our history. A time when people in a society were quite possibly more open-minded and progressive than we are today. A place where logic and reason were fundamental to the culture. Ancient Greece. In this episode of Obscurities, we'll explore the culture and structure of a severely advanced civilization for its time, looking back at what we have taken and learned from what we have missed. We'll start this journey off by talking about the pillars of Greek culture and what we can learn and what we have learned from them. The first of my narrowed down three pillars is curiosity, the concept of asking questions about the world around us and speculating even on well-believed facts to better understand our own ideas as well as the ideas of others. The Greeks believed that people always needed to question the world around them and inquire on everything. It's not coincidence that people like Pythagoras, Euclides, Plato, and Aristotle were Greek. Greek society has fostered, nurtured their ideas and knowledge of the world, and they gave back in tremendous ways, even influencing our way of life and thinking. Plato would teach philosophy in a grove just outside of ancient Athens. The grove at which he taught was named after a Greek hero, Academos, and after some time, people began calling it Plato's Academia, eventually leading to the current word, academy. Socrates had created a method for asking questions and accumulating new information with peers, today known as the Socratic method used in Socratic seminars. But that's only the things we have taken and learned from the Greek curiosity. Greeks believed that in order to help understand the world around us, we must also be versed in topics such as pain and hardship, to understand that bad things can happen to good people. Tragedies were extremely popular events that in some Greek states were even mandatory, as it was thought that it would enlighten people's understanding of each other and the world. Today, pure tragedies are difficult to come by as the happy ending concept has seen the big screens in books more often than not. The next pillar that we've narrowed down is freedom. Greeks believed that the freedom for the people to be able to speak their voice was important, as well as the freedom for people to explore what they pleased as long as it did not harm others. Greek society was one of the first republics ever created with a system of direct voting that allowed citizens to have a voice in decision-making. Greeks were one of the first societies to allow homosexuality, and in fact, many of the famous people I mentioned before had explored these facets of sexuality. Greeks were very indifferent about this because they did not have connotations associated with being homosexual or heterosexual. It just was, and no one had a very controversial opinion over the topic. The last pillar of our journey is individualism. Greek culture and society believed that the individual was in charge of their own beliefs and how they saw their destinies. Greeks believed in understanding what morals you live by and developing a code of ethics to follow so that you may lead a better path through life. Today, lots of people develop codes of ethics, but not nearly as many comparatively. It could help us today to understand exactly what morals we live by and what defines our beliefs. Taking this all in, it's important to understand what Greek society has to offer the world and to use it to the best of our ability. Ask more questions, explore opportunities to try new things, and understand yourself and what you stand for. However, Greek society is probably more famous for its contribution to philosophy and having some of the most important thinkers in human history. A lot of philosophies and teachings of ancient Greece were lost after the collapse of ancient Greece, but we have retained some fundamental traits and ideas from these philosophers, and they have had pretty significant impact on areas of our lives. For example, Plato said that everyone should strive for a higher and purer religious power, becoming one of the central reference people in faiths in the Western world. Not to mention for poets and musicians whom their works are, quote, not of man or human workmanship, but are divine and from the gods. Same goes for lovers who are soulmates. There is a reason for the phrase platonic relationship to exist. Aristotle, on the other hand, had the idea that the truth was in the material world, and it was our job to understand it and find out where we fit in. This and being the first person to write multiple books on almost every scientific field from physics to biology to psychology made him the central reference for science and linear logic thinking in the Western world. These two thinkers alone were the foundations of some of the most important parts of the Western world. Keeping all of this in mind, spend some time reading and learning about Greek culture or their philosophers to learn maybe what you could do to improve your life. This has been Andrew Gosnowski for WHJE 91.3. Thank you for listening.